I'm very happy to be picked up by Jacksonville. It's a great organization. Obviously, I got to work with them at the Senior Bowl, so I'm real fired up about it.
How much do you think that week with the coaches will help your transition when you get the rookie camp?
I think it will help. Obviously, I've already got a very small install of the offense and all that, so so that'll be good. I got basically a head start on it. I'm excited to see what I can do. Obviously, I'm going into a good situation. Got a couple QBs there that are big time guys, and I'm excited to get the opportunity.
What do you take away from working with Greg Olsen?
Great coach. Him and Coach Hackett both. I was able to spend a lot of time with in meetings and at practice, and I think we meshed pretty well. And I know he's a great coach, and they're both great coaches, and we kind of just get along right away off the bat, and I think we're gonna mesh really well.
Is this where you thought you'd be selected?
No, not exactly. No, I wasn't sure even Jacksonville was even looking for a QB, to be honest. But I'm very happy about it. I'm very happy about the selection. I had no idea really where I was going. I had heard anywhere from third round to undrafted. So I knew I was going to be waiting and knew something was going to happen. And I'm really happy about Jacksonville.
Well, you had to learn a couple different offenses in college, play for a couple different coaches. How much did that test you and for the adversity you're going to face in the NFL?
I think it's going to be great. Just because, one, I've learned a lot of terminology. So when I met with Jacksonville at the Senior Bowl, some of the terminology they have in their offense is something I've had in my past. So it was easy to remember, easy to recall. And, I think learning all those different offenses, I think it's just going to help me learn their entire offense even faster just because I'm so used to doing it. And I've seen all different kinds of routes. And so most likely most of their concepts and things, it's going to be something that I've ran in my past.
Is it tough knowing that, barring a couple of injuries, you may not get a chance to get out on the field for a little bit?
It's all right. I think some of the best situations QBs can be in is when they get into a place that has a starter, that has someone they can learn from, has people they can learn from in front of them. And, I think that's the most ideal situation, is being able to go into the league, learn from someone that's been playing, and get better from them. And I think that's kind of the best situation.
Hey, we don't think this happened, but did you ever face Dante Fowler in college?
From Florida, right?
Yeah.
I want to say I did. Okay. Was it two? When did he leave?
Last year.
Yeah, he was first round pick.
Yeah,
last
so
year.
It was definitely 2 years ago that I played at Florida.
Okay.
And I got my butt handed to me in that game. Oh. I'm sure he hit me once or twice. It wasn't a good deal for us.
Bring up bad memories.
Did you sit around and watch the draft today?
Did I watch it all day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sitting here waiting.
How difficult is it when you watch some of these quarterbacks? Obviously, you don't. You think you're better than them, and mm-hmm. you're watching these guys come off the board.
It's awful. It's the worst thing ever. It really is. Oh, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of great quarterbacks that are getting drafted, but anytime you see a QB taken, you're like, oh my gosh, you want that to be me? You don't care what team it is. You want to see your name up there. And when you see other QBs going, you kind of just sit there and wonder, when you can get picked.
Jags talk a lot about you being a coach's kid. How much do you think that has helped you in terms of knowledge and whatnot?
I think it helps a lot. I'd like to think I'm a pretty smart guy. I've been around football my entire life. Obviously my dad and just going to the practices and always being around it, always hearing about it, always talking with him. So I think, my football IQ might be higher than most, and I think that definitely goes a long way with coaches and people whenever you sit there and talk football with them.
Favorite quarterback all time?
Oh, gosh. All
Clint
time,
Sterner.
John Elway. I mean,
oh.
Clint Sterner.
I said Clint Sterner.
he used to be my favorite QB when I first moved here.
Oh, okay, look at that.
Yeah.
So what did you say? Who was your favorite?
For all time, he's got to be John Elway. He was my childhood role model growing up was John Elway.